It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Now time to find our next Kiwi winner at loveracing.nz. And Mitch Davis joins us now to preview the Group 1 meeting at Trentham and also looking at that Riccarton meeting as well. Hello to you, Mitch.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Unfortunately, there's a lot of rain in New Zealand at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm based up in sort of central Auckland. We've copped a fair bit of it. Our apartment building, the basement's all flooded, and we've actually not copped it as bad as, you know, some of the others in West Auckland and the likes. They've lost homes, all their cars, and, you know, a couple of people have lost their lives. So, yeah. Pretty tragic scenes up here, but, you know, we're focusing on just trying to get through it now, I guess.
Yeah, and it's a Group 1 day there at Trentham, Wellington Cup day, and they're racing on a heavy eight in the middle of summer, which is unfortunate, but we get to see the return of the very good mare, La Creek, who we saw in Victoria in Australia at Flemington, and she probably didn't perform at her best, but we all know that she's very good. Is she a risk first up on a heavy track there in that Group 1?
Well, I think what you might find, Gareth, is we were on a soft five yesterday and obviously down to a heavy eight already. I'd say she may not even run.
Okay.
Look, at a soft seven, they were probably thinking of running, but first up at a mile, probably a risk on a heavy eight. I haven't seen if there's any new developments come from the latest round of scratchings, but all reports are that they probably weren't going to run on a heavy track, but we've seen a drift in the market from about $2 up to $3 over here already. So I'd say on that, you'd think she's probably not running at all.
Yeah, she's still in the market with about $3.65. So she's around $2.80, but I think you just wait there.
Just wait and hold fire.
Yeah, breeding, as you just pointed out, the Alexanders have been in the media saying that if it is a heavy track, they probably won't start their star mare. So what are we doing from a punting perspective then on Wellington Cup Day? Have you found a couple of winners for us?
Hopefully I have, Gareth. Tried to start quite nice and early. I thought in race two, Charmerio was well over the odds. He's a 3-year-old son of Charm Spirit who last raced on Crack a Million Nights there at Pukekohe this year. And he was, I don't know if many were watching, but he was in the early race, I think it was won by Maiden Bell, potentially. He was up near the leaders and just hung out as if, you know, he was cheap. So hung out like a cheap. So he was just not enjoying the right-handed conditions. And he's that left-handed on the weak backup. So I'd say they must have figured things out there. And, you know, on his 2-year-old form, he'd be going pretty close to these. So I thought at about that $9, $10, I don't know what you guys are getting over there, but I thought that was pretty good shopping for him.
Yeah, we get around $10. So that'll do us in the first.
Yep, and then moving on, I think in the Gold Trail Stakes later on, it's Group 3 for the fillies over the mile. The Alexander's actually another 3-year-old filly here who I don't think she profiles just like La Creek did as a 3-year-old filly, but she looks like she's got plenty of upside. She's had no luck in her 2 career starts. She's set, you know, 3 wide the trip in both from gate 11 in both, and she's drawn 1 today. You know, she's up from maiden grade to Group 3 fillies, so she's going to need to improve significantly, but I thought she might handle the conditions, and also, you know, if she's getting a much cheaper run, she's going to have every chance, I thought.
So what number there?
Asterial.
Yeah, race was 8, $19.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good push.
Yeah. Yeah. Higher odds than I thought, but, you know, there's some talented fillies in there as well with the likes of Bestseller. You know, it's not going to be an easy race for her, but I thought at the price she was worth the risk.
Beautiful. Have you got another one for us? We're just playing those two at a price.
Yeah, Wellington Cup, it's a changing race because the track conditions obviously have changed a lot. And Alan Sherrick, he's a gun trainer. He brought a horse over to Australia a long time ago called Coey, who, you know, ran in West Australia. He was a freak horse. And he's got three good stats in this race. He's got Ladies' Man, his favourite, and he's sort of timed his run to perfection with this horse. He's waited to get him to his peak post the weights coming out for this race. So he's landed 53 kilos, a middle gate, leading jockey Craig Grill's riding. He's pretty short in the market, but you don't think the wet track would bother him. And, you know, among some of the other ones that may be bothered by him, he's just so low on the weights that I thought that he was probably very, very hard to beat at the weights. And only bad luck or, you know, something else improving out of sight gets him beat, really.
So Ladies' Man, that's race 9, number 6. Confident there at the $2.60 quote then?
Yeah, a bit short, but I thought he was by far the best horse in that race.
Beautiful. Just recap your numbers there once again.
Yeah, so it was race 2, Charmeria. I'm sorry, I don't know what number he was.
Yeah, Charmeria is number 2. Yep, so around $7 now.
The Gold Trail Stakes, was that race?
Race 6, number 8, Asterial, and Ladies Man, yep. Race 9, number 6, at that $2.60 quote. I love it, mate. Plenty of value there. And, stay safe in New Zealand. We're thinking of everyone. And the Karaka sales just around the corner. It's unfortunate a little bit that the rain, and I just looked at the report as well, it's going to be raining all week. So hopefully it won't dampen the spirits of Karaka. But you feel a little bit sorry for everybody involved there because it's been 3 long years through that COVID period, and especially the international visitors haven't been able to get to the Karaka sales. They had to do all of their bidding and buying online. Hopefully the rain eases and everybody can enjoy a really good week there in Auckland.
Yeah, look, I worked at NZB, New Zealand Bloodstock, for 4 years. And through the COVID times, I know how much they've been waiting for this bumpy year back, you know, when the Australians can come over in full force. And we saw the results at Magic Millions. And I think, you know, the weather might try to stop it, but I don't think it will. I think we're in for a good sale there. I'll be at the sale grounds for the Love Racing team. And look, I think hopefully the weather can just stay a bit cleaner than it has been. But I think it'll still be a good sale regardless.
We'll have to catch up at the sales, mate. Looking forward to it.
Cheers, Gareth. Good luck today.
There we go. There's Mitch Davis. Thanks to loveracing.nz, your home of New Zealand thoroughbred racing news, previews, reviews, profiles, and more.